I'm Marty Miller, and I'm glad to be with you this morning. Ken is off, I understand, I think, in Arkansas with the arrival of a new grandchild. I have not heard if that has happened yet or not. It has happened. Male or female? Male. Well, good for him. He's got a grandson. But anyway, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving this morning, and we're going to reflect upon it in a couple of different ways. One, from the standpoint, a little bit of historical perspective regarding our country is steeped in the tradition of giving thanks and of acknowledging God for all of the blessings that we have. So a little bit of history, but then we're going to change tack just a little bit. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving on the perspective of how we live each day, how we live our lives each day, and what pleases God as far as our attitudes and what we do with respect to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving has always been probably one of, well, the most favorite holiday of the year for me. My mother had a large extended family. We lived in southern Illinois when I was a kid, being brought up on the farm. We had some 58 people that would gather on Thanksgiving Day, a lot of extended family and cousins that would get together. We were very blessed to have godly grandparents, and so when my grandfather rose to pray, it was quite the occasion. It was a reminder to all of us, particularly grandkids, of how much we've been blessed and what we've been given. It was a reminder of what we had in this country with respect to the blessings that God gave us. We were farmers. I don't know why farmers tend to, I think, in a lot of circumstances, be more thankful, but I think it's because they're so dependent upon the weather. We've had some rain the last few days. I've spent the last few days out hunting in a hunting stand in the rain. So I've had some time to consider some of these things this morning. But the historical perspective that we want to just talk about here for just a second, because I think it's important for us and maybe important, although you may have had the lessons in school about Thanksgiving, we want to talk about a few things and remind about a few things about the heritage that we have as Americans. There are slides. In this depiction of the first Thanksgiving, there are several noteworthy things that you see here on the screen. But I want to tell a few things about this depiction of the first Thanksgiving on our shores, of the immigrants who came to this country to escape religious persecution in Europe, who landed here with almost nothing, who you see the Indians in the picture, who, according to legend, gave them corn and taught them how to plant so that they could survive. And here we see Puritans or pilgrims, as the case may be, giving thanks for this new land that they've entered. So in the United States, the modern Thanksgiving holiday tradition is commonly, but not universally, traced to this poorly documented 1621 celebration at Plymouth, which is in Massachusetts. In 1621, the Plymouth feast and Thanksgiving was prompted by a good harvest. These pilgrims and Puritans, as they were known, and I want to stop here for just a second, they were known as pilgrims because they believed that they were on a journey, that they were aliens on this planet, that they were sojourners in a foreign land like we sing about every now and then, that they were people that God had blessed and led to a new land of religious freedom. The Puritans were known as such because of their lifestyle, their pure lifestyle, their pure dependence upon God's word with respect to their life and how they ordered themselves. So those are our pilgrim and Puritan forefathers who also we owe a portion of our heritage to as well. They began immigrating from England in the 1620s and 1630s and carried the tradition of days of fasting and days of thanksgiving with them to New England. Several days of Thanksgiving were held in early New England history that have been identified as the first Thanksgiving, including pilgrim holidays in Plymouth in 1621 and 1623, and a Puritan holiday in Boston in 1631. So real quick, your math, it goes back with respect to the Thanksgiving tradition in this country, how long? 400 years in this country. So we have a rich heritage of stopping and giving thanks to God Almighty for the blessings that have been poured down upon us. In later years, religious Thanksgiving services were declared by civil leaders such as the famous Governor Bradford, who planned Thanksgiving celebration and fast in 1623. The practice of holding an annual harvest festival did not become a regular affair in New England until the 1660s. Thanksgiving proclamations were made mostly by church leaders in New England up until 1682, and then by both state and church leaders until after the American Revolution. During the Revolutionary period, political influences affected the issuance of Thanksgiving proclamations. Listen closely. Various proclamations were made by royal governors, John Hancock, General George Washington, and the Continental Congress, each giving thanks to God for events favorable to their causes. As President of the United States, George Washington proclaimed the first nationwide Thanksgiving celebration in America by marking November 26, 1789, as a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God. Oh, that we would have leadership like that today. Thanksgiving in the United States was observed on various dates throughout history. From the time of the Founding Fathers until the time of Lincoln, the date Thanksgiving was observed varied from state to state. Final Thursday in November had become the customary date in most U.S. states by the beginning of the 19th century. Thanksgiving was first celebrated on the same date by all states in 1863 by a presidential proclamation of Abraham Lincoln. Influenced by the campaigning of author Sarah Josepha Hale, who wrote letters to politicians for around 40 years trying to make it an official holiday, Lincoln proclaimed the date to be the final Thursday in November in an attempt to foster a sense of American unity between the northern and southern states. Because of the ongoing Civil War and the Confederate States of America's refusal to recognize Lincoln's authority, nationwide Thanksgiving date was not realized until Reconstruction was completed in the 1870s. So where did our Thanksgiving date today come from? On December 26, 1941, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed a joint resolution of Congress changing the National Thanksgiving Day to the fourth Thursday of November. And thus we have, since that time, a special day that our nation dedicates to giving thanks to God. Now I want to switch gears here just a second. I want to talk about the attitude of gratitude of a Christian. We've entered this Thanksgiving season. Hopefully it's on our hearts and minds with respect to how we have been blessed. So what is it physically? Thanksgiving. Expression of gratitude, especially to God. Thankfulness. Being grateful. Appreciative. We should also recognize and share together, as we have in song this morning, as well as what we've been led in our prayers, that thanksgiving is a command in the Bible. So follow with me here as I go through some scriptures with respect to giving thanks. 1 Chronicles 16:34, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Psalm 104, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Colossians 2:6-7. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And one of my favorite lines in the Bible, three words, and be thankful. Colossians 4:2, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Hebrews 12:28, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. Ephesians 5:18-20. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always, always, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, my prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Have you ever made a list of your physical blessings? A physical list of your physical blessings? Have you ever sat down and wrote a list? Well, I had time the last 3 days. I was in a deer stand with it raining. But it's quite the exercise if you've never done it. I got to some 100 items and stopped. How many would you have on your list? You know, to those whom much has been given, much will be expected. It's an awesome thought when you consider all of the things that we've been blessed with and how we're blessed in this country. Blessed above all people in the history of the world. Much is expected of us. What causes a person to have an attitude of thankfulness? Well, I listed two things, and I want to talk about them for just a second. One, I think a person who has an attitude of thankfulness recognizes some things. I think we stop and recognize that someone gave, someone sacrificed to provide blessings for me. You know that? Someone gave, someone sacrificed that I might have blessings. God in particular, Jesus Christ, His Son, the church, our church family, our mom and dad, our grandparents, people that are around us have sacrificed and given to us. Sometimes I think in our busy world, in our busyness, we fail to stop and think about everyone that has sacrificed that we might have things. Also, I think there's some understanding that's involved. There's recognition, but also understanding. Understanding that completely outside of my efforts, which we as Americans don't really like to think about in our mode of self-dependence and our mentality that we are self-made people. Understanding that completely outside of my efforts, a price was paid that I might have a physical or a spiritual blessing. Completely outside of our efforts. And you know what? When we come to grips with that, when we really come to grips with that, that we have been blessed and given based upon the efforts of others, somewhere in there, it stimulates thanks. It stimulates our motivation to say thanks and to live thanks. So let me ask you, are you really convinced that you've been blessed? Yes. No. Are we really convinced that we've been blessed? Well, what's our response to that? If we really, honestly, candidly understand that we have spiritual and physical blessings that were provided for others by us, what's our response? Well, we've done this here this morning, as we do every Lord's Day morning. We have given thanks. We've given thanks in song, and we've given thanks in prayer. We've given thanks in our worship service here this morning that Sonny so ably led us in as far as these songs and the things that we've done. We've given thanks here this morning. We verbally have spoken. Our spirits have been lifted up, and we have spoken to God to say thank you for what you've done for us. There's another portion of this that I think is important as well. It's not only the continuous methodology of giving thanks, but also living thanks. We can give thanks, but it's also extraordinarily important that I think that we live thanks. A Christian lives thanks in our daily lives. It is very apparent in our attitudes and how we go about ordering ourselves in our daily lives if we really, truly recognize and understand how much has been given to us. And so, in Romans 12. I've got a lot of words on some of these slides. And so if you've got your Bibles or your e-Bibles or whatever, if you would turn to Romans 12, you're probably, those of you at the back, going to be able to see this a whole lot better. So Romans chapter 12. And we're going to look at a whole bunch of different verses here, but this talks to, it speaks to how a Christian lives thanks. Paul wrote this talking to people and giving instruction about, I don't know if he had in his distinct thinking that this was about living thanks, but I think it has everything to do with it. Living sacrifices. Read with me and we'll stop in a few places. The Spirit through Paul wrote and said, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy. God's mercy, as we would all know and agree in this room, has to do with the unmerited favor, the loving kindness of God. So in view of the loving kindness of God, the writer tells us, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, as a living thanks, as a living giving up before the Father, which would be holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. What we've done here this morning, but what we do in our daily lives as we walk amongst each other and walk with others out there, is worship before God. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that transform word in the Greek is the word that we come to understand as metamorphosis. There is a change in form. We have changed with respect to our understanding and our recognition of what's important. And so we renew our minds by being metamorphosized, if you will. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, perfect, and pleasing will. Number two, I told you there were a lot of words on these slides. He also asks us, and in living a life of thanks, is to do humble service in the body of Christ. And so read along with me. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. If we believe that we are subject to blessings and things have been given to us and we haven't earned them, we haven't earned an iota, guess what? It leads us to not thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought, because we know the blessings came from outside of ourselves. But rather, think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith. Who has given us the faith? That God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Look at what we've been given here. Do any of you in here believe that you have been given gifts so that you might serve? Gifts, right? We have different gifts according to the grace, again, God's favor, His loving kindness that He's given to each of us. And we are motivated to do these things that follow. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. So, in recognition, if you have a gift, if I have a gift, it is a portion of our thanksgiving to use it, right? It is our responsibility. But it pleases God whenever we give thanks by giving of our gifts that He has so freely given to us. And number three, love that is in action. Love must be sincere. Now, when the Bible talks about love, the most commonly used word in the Bible is the Greek word agape, right? Talking about selfless love. Sacrificial love, what God has given to us. So love, what we pattern after God and what we mirror from God, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Honor one another above yourselves. That means that we consider others better than ourselves because we realize that the things we've been given so much that's outside of ourselves, that we honor those who are also being given to. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. If we are faithful in prayer, a lot of what our prayers consume, just like what we heard here this morning, involve giving thanks, right? Be faithful in prayer and give thanks. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. As you have been given, freely give. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is in the eyes, right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Live thanks by these three items. Living sacrifices, humble service in the body of Christ, love in action. I'm kind of surprised that Sonny didn't have this song in here today, but it might be the one following here. But I'm guessing it might come up somewhere along the line. Have we counted our blessings? Named them one by one? And somewhere in the song it says, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. We as a people should be very, very thankful for our blessings. Our blessings through our Father in heaven, our blessing of the sacrificial giving of His Son so that we might have the hope of eternal life in heaven. Our families, our country. I mean, it goes on and on. Grandchildren, I'll have one here later on. Grateful for all of the things that we have been given that are outside of us. So again, our response, we give thanks. We verbalize. We talk with our minds and with our hearts, and we live thanks. We do it in action and what we do and how we order our lives and how we interact with one another and how we treat one another. I did pretty well. I'm 3 minutes ahead of time. So our wish is that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. This Thursday and every day. If you're here this morning and you have trouble giving thanks, there's a possibility that you might need a Savior, that you might need a hope, that you might need further understanding with respect to all the things that you've been given. Christianity is how you get there. Believing in God and believing in His Son, Jesus Christ, confessing His name before men, as it says in the Bible, being baptized to wash away your sins, to have a new life. New life. A lot of that comprised with thanksgiving because you recognize what's been done. You may want some prayers this morning in the church. If you do, we're here to do that. If you want to place membership with this body this morning, we'll be happy to welcome you. So if you will, let's all stand and sing.